Hey, Potters. Welcome to episode 266 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Welcome to the After Dark episode for 2022.
It's spoopy season.
While everybody is watching this, you are sipping on a hot drink, maybe having a costume on. Although I think by the time we publish this, it will already be well past Halloween. So this is for those who are live.
I was going to say, do I want to push it out tomorrow or do I want to wait until the 5th? Maybe we'll wait till the 5th. I don't know. We'll see what I'm feeling like in the morning.
At any rate, we hope that you all enjoy this very special, I would say uncensored, except it's probably going to be self-censored because
PG
it's just
episode.
By this point.
It's literally, we're going from a G rating to a PG rating.
This is the one episode a year where we don't hold back. It could be any topic. There might be mild swearing depending on what we talk about. Who knows? But this is the one episode a year where it is definitely not safe for work. So please put on headphones when you are listening.
Amber says that, but we put massive air quotes around that because we are still pretty very G on this. And yeah.
I say that in advance because I don't know what we're going to say during the episode. So I may as well warn people now. It's like the thing that you do when you have spoilers and you give the spoiler alert like 30 seconds to a full 2 minutes before we're actually going to talk about the spoiler. I'm just giving the warning really far in advance.
And Amber does not know what's coming up soon.
Nope.
So who knows?
Nope, I'm going to get surprised. Because that's what you do on Halloween.
It's a trick
and
for
also
a treat.
You wear costumes. Yay. Because that's what we are all about here at Cospod.
There is some cosplay involved somewhere. Whoop.
Indeed. I have my elf ears on underneath my little broadcasting headphones here. They're being held in place, thankfully. And they're not latex.
Yay!
That means I don't have to worry about spirit gum anymore, tearing all my hair out. Because I need that.
I know. I still have a pair of really beautiful latex ears that I have yet to crack open or utilize. And I know I will soon. And I'm totally spirit gumming all of that. And I'm ready for it. I'm just prepping.
All good. Shall we get into cosplay updates then?
Yeah, I have really nothing to share, unfortunately, just because of life circumstances. But if you have anything to share.
I have two things to share.
She has two.
And something I learned today.
Oh, so three things.
Yeah. I didn't buy the third book. The two were expensive enough as it. But you can tell by the tags that I went to Half Price Books today. And I have Crocheting School. And this is one book. And then I have Finishing Techniques for Crocheters.
Ooh.
And this is how to put a nice edge on your projects. It's kind of the equivalent of hemming in sewing or putting trims or lace on the edges of your fancy, fancy projects.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I got the two of these, aside from wanting to know how to crochet, obviously. I know how to crochet, but this will teach me how to crochet better. But it's because what I learned today as I was browsing through all of the crafting books that they have at Half Price Books, which if you've never been to Half Price Books, they now have a lovely, fairly well-stocked crafting section. So if you want to learn how to sew for cosplay or do any sort of crafting technique with cosplay, go check out Half Price Books. They're not sponsoring the show. What I learned, as I come full circle, is that there is something called crochet thread.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not the same as crochet yarn. And I know the people in the chat who already know how to crochet are going to look at me like, duh, I already know all this. I didn't.
Not everybody knows this stuff.
But the book that I saw was how to make trims using crochet thread. And they had freaking dolphins leaping over waves. They had stars and moons. They had insane, like, complex lace-like trims,
mm-hmm.
like what you would buy off of a spool in the store.
Yep.
Made of this crochet thread. And I looked at it and just went, I'm going to do this for my Lolita project. So the reason I didn't buy the book is because it looked so advanced that it's beyond my skill level right now. So even if I bought the book is just going to sit there.
Sure.
So I'm going to wait, learn everything out of these two books first, and get my foundations and technique down, because I do have some crochet thread. I didn't know it was called that when I got it in the giant bag of leftover yarn that I inherited. But I do have some that I can practice with. And so once I have learned everything in here, then I want to be able to make trim for my Lolita costume using crochet thread.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to figure out like some sort of themed thing, since they had all sorts of different themed trims that you can make with it. I want to figure out some sort of way to like incorporate like anime symbolism into the thread. So if I take like the specific like icon of a character that's really well known, like if I did the Triforce, mm-hmm. you would know it was a Zelda dress. So I want to find something I can make trim with that way and use that on my Lolita dress. Because one of the things I also want to make with it is a shawl.
Mm, okay.
And I know how to crochet like enough to be able to make a shawl if I have a pattern. But I want to make it fancy.
Of course, you gotta make it fancy.
Which the finishing techniques book will help me with that. Because it also shows how to do like fancy beaded edges on your crochet and, mm-hmm. and things to make it look cool.
Cool.
Lolita is supposed to be very elaborate.
Yes.
So I'm perpetually trying to find ways that's not just attach lace, attach fringe. Like, I want to do something different texturally. It kind of adds interest to a costume when you have many different techniques that you've shown off, so it doesn't look quite so like commercial, like you bought it out of a box at a costume store and they just glued everything on. I want to do something different. So I'm going to spend our break, and I would call it winter, except this is Texas and it's not really winter, but spend the winter teaching myself how to do this.
We're going to spend fall doing it, because when we come back, it'll technically be winter. Oh, because the reality.
It's like winter in the sense of like it's only 60 degrees outside instead of 110.
I'm just waiting for it to be like third summer magically appears and like, oh, here we go. Here's 90 again. Thanks.
It's the equivalent of second breakfast, but in
yes,
seasons.
It's seasons. And that's normal for us. And, you know, you get used to it. It's fine. It's fine.
But that has pretty much been my cosplay update. I was going through my cosplay boxes. I was actually looking for, I had some white extensions, wig extensions.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't remember where I put them, because I won them in a contest that you and I both participated in many, 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 many years ago and never used them. It was the thing where we got dealer's room leftovers.
Now I'm trying to think which one that was.
A-Fest.
Oh, was it that one, really? Is that what they gave you? You got a better prize than I did.
I got two sets of extensions, one purple and one white.
That is so very random, too.
The purple one I have used, and I still use. I didn't know where I'd put the other extension, so I started looking through my Rava box, because it is the only costume I have that has a white wig.
Yeah.
And it wasn't in there. So I think I gave it away.
Oh, no.
I think I gave it away to somebody who asked and was looking for, like, white. Left extensions. And then I started looking through the Rava box, because I'm supposed to take that costume apart and salvage
what you can out of it.
Because I'm not going to wear it again.
No, mine's already been taken apart. There's no way I'm using it again.
And I didn't realize as I was looking through it, like just how many components I can salvage from it. There were beaded things. There were chainmail things.
Got lights on that
sucker. There's a ton of fabric. There's EL wire. There's so many things.
There's a lot of elements to it. I'm still a little salty that we didn't get anything for it, because we put a lot of work in those suckers. That was a hefty amount of work. I'm still very proud of my Odangos. They came out pretty clean.
I love that wig. In fact, I'm
good
using the wig with its Odangos as a basis for another Lolita costume that I want to make.
Okay, cute.
But the one that I'm going to make first is to use up the purple satin and silk that I have, which I had originally intended to make a version of Soraka from League of Legends out of, and I'm not going to do it anymore. So I'm gonna make a Lolita costume out of it just because it has enough, like, there's a high volume of fabric. So plenty enough for like full circle skirt, pleats. Like I have plenty enough fabric for that. So I'm gonna use it
Cool.
for that. But I wanna make a second one that is blue and white because that's the colors of the Rava outfit. And I can salvage a bunch of that fabric, including the gradient dye that we did. I want to incorporate that into the skirt and make a pleated skirt since I have the pieces are cut strangely. So it's not like I can salvage whole pieces, but I can salvage and make pleats from that bottom fabric since it's already dip dyed. And that way I can have a gradient skirt.
Yeah, there was a
And
lot of fabric involved.
I'm gonna use the wig for that.
Cool.
And I can salvage some of the parts as is, like the waistlet, the belt. I'm just going to leave that as is.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of the other pieces, I'm going to have to cut apart and re-engineer somehow.
You can make it
We'll
work.
see.
I believe in you.
Yeah, we'll see. There's a lot of fabric in there. It was fully
Yeah.
lined, and it was nice fabric too. This was like bridal satin.
I made sure to get the good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth it. It came out purty.
Oh. Lesson learned. If you all have not gone through your closets recently, just to look and see, like, do you have any cosplays you haven't worn in a while? Are you going to wear them in the near future? Are you never going to wear them again? If not, can you salvage parts from them and use them for something else? Or you can just sell it or donate it.
You do
Please
you.
don't throw it out.
Try not to throw it out, but I know sometimes you don't really have much of an option, so.
Right. Some things just can't be salvaged, and that's understandable. But if you can, I encourage you to try and salvage it and keep it out of the landfill.
So I'm guessing that's the end of Gamber's cosplay
That's
updates.
the end of Amber's cosplay updates.
Okay, that means we get to play our After Dark
Happy
game.
time!
Woo! Game time. So this is what we are going to play. We are going to play cosplay Would You Rather. And we were originally going to do something a little bit different, but due to life circumstances, we couldn't really make it happen so last minute. But one of our longtime viewers suggested this to us many, many weeks ago and submitted a bunch of questions. And they wanted to stay anonymous, so I'm not going to say who it was, but I thank you for your suggestion because it's very fun. I think we'll have a good time with this. I hope you enjoyed the absurd amount of Nick Cage memes I sent you in return. I have to update my folder, so thank you. So, cosplay, would you rather? And here are the rules for this, for those who've never played before, and if Amber hasn't played before, but it's pretty straightforward.
I know what
So,
it is.
each question is going to have one of two options for you to select. Would you rather this or that? And you must pick one and elaborate on your answer how you see fit. No answer is not an answer. You have to pick one. You cannot pick both. And you cannot amend the options and say, well, if the circumstances is this, then I would pick A, but if it was that, then I'd pick B. You can't do that. You got to choose the answer based on the prompt that you have been given.
That's why the game is sometimes also called This or That.
Yep. So, and I reviewed these a couple of weeks ago when they were first submitted just to make sure that they were PG-13. Honestly, they're all like a solid G rating, so we'll be fine. I didn't have to admit any questions. I was like, cool. In fairness to Amber, because she hasn't seen any of these questions, I didn't prep for any of these, and it has been long enough that I don't remember any of them. So these feel like they're going to be new to me too. The only thing that I remember is there are two questions specifically for Amber and two specifically for me. That's the only thing that I remember. So those are the rules. There we go. If you're joining us now live in the chat, if you want to add your own questions, feel free to do so. Or if you want to add your own fun cosplay questions or any questions about the show, do that too. That's what this episode is all about, is just being kind of chill and relaxing.
This is an after dark AMA.
Yeah. The After Dark AMA. Why
Ask
not?
us anything, but we please know that we also reserve the right to not answer if they are personal questions.
Exactly. So, make sense? We good?
I've seen this game many, many times.
Apparently, it was really popular like at the beginning of 21. I think KatsuCon had sent something out and people just kind of piled on that, like, cosplay, would you rather? Da 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 da. And I'm so out of it and so out of the loop. I was like, oh, this was popular almost 2 years ago? Oops.
It's still popular with entertainment magazines. task celebrities these.
They're usually really good rapid-fire questions, too. All right, so Amber, are you ready for cosplay? Would you rather?
I am ready. Potters, feel free to play along yourselves in
Yes.
chat or as you're listening to the show. Try not to think about the answers too much. Just
Yeah.
choose one of the two, go with your gut. So with that, let's go.
Okay, very, very first one. Would you rather crossplay or gender bend? Brain teaser.
Well, I'm trying to make sure I have the difference straight in my head first before I pick one.
Okay, so we'll start with crossplay then. Do you remember what crossplay is?
Yes.
Okay, do you remember what gender bend is?
Like, to me, like, they're the same thing.
They're not though. So, crossplay is when you are dressing up and trying to make yourself resemble that other gender, whatever it may
Right.
be. Gender
Yeah.
bend is where you're taking that gender, but you're bending it into your own. So, like, I have one character where it's a male, but I dress it up female, so it's the female version of that character.
Oh, so it's you going to the characters versus you making the character come to you?
Right, there you go.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Like a lady version of Jack Skellington. That's a good example, Tamlin. That's a gender bend.
I want them to come to me. It to be as easy as possible.
So gender
Yes.
bend? Okay. I've done both. I've done crossplay and I've done gender bend. I am not very good at being masculine. It is very difficult and it was painful when I did it. I enjoy gender bending, but and I know people tend to think of gender bend as like super sexy versions, and you don't have to. You do gender bend however the heck you want to do it. And the two times that I've done it, I've had a blast, so I prefer gender bend.
Honestly, like I've cosplayed before. I've cosplayed UA. And as a woman, I know that you can bind yourself,
Yes.
and there are garments now that help with that.
Yes.
It's still very uncomfortable,
It's
quite
uncomfortable.
frankly.
Yeah.
And so that's why I would rather gender bend, because that way I can be my natural self instead of like having to fit myself into a framework that tends to be not uncomfortable at first, but after you've cosplayed for like 6 hours, tends to start being very uncomfortable.
Works for me. Okay, next one. Make your next cosplay out of costume satin or PVC
Costume satin.
vinyl. Seconded.
One, because I've done it. I've actually done both. I took apart the one that I've made out of costume satin and pillaged the parts, thankfully. But, oh, PVC, man.
It's
It
a
is
pain.
so hard to work with.
It
Not just
sucks.
on a machine, but it's hard to work with if you're hand sewing it too.
And you really
Whereas at
shouldn't be
least,
hand sewing it. You really shouldn't
like,
be.
costume satin, you can run through a cheap machine. And
It's still a
even
butt.
it is a butt, but it's doable and it's doable at speed. I don't have to be extra careful with it. Yeah, it'll slip. Occasionally, the stitching will go all wonky and my machine will eat it. But it happens a lot less often than it does with PVC. Not to mention, PVC is really thick, it'll dull your needle faster.
And it really depends on the PVC vinyl too, because the ones that I've worked at that I've had the best result is the one where you only can use adhesives, where you cannot sew through it. So like if you're trying to make a flight suit, you gotta glue that sucker together because you cannot stitch it. You poke a hole in that thing, you're done. You're gonna rip the fabric. It's plastic basically. It's
Yeah. And that reminds me, satin is a woven. You can punch holes in it, and then when you remove the needle, the hole can self-heal. If you punch a hole in PVC, that's it.
That's it,
It's a
it done.
non-woven. The hole does not seal back up. You can't reseal the hole, so if for some reason you get a tear, you're done. That's it. You have to remake that piece. I do use PVC vinyl for belting for things like harnesses because it's cheaper than leather, real, like nice leather. But I would never use it for a full costume. Nope.
All right, would you rather? We're only 24 minutes in and I'm already sleepy. This is bad. Okay, would you rather have less spending money but a nicer hotel at the con or more money with a bad hotel that is a mile away?
Good hotel.
Close
No
hotel.
thoughts.
Close hotel.
The distance doesn't even matter for me. One, I don't spend very much money at cons at all, outside of the hotel and things directly related to the hotel, like parking and food. So that's not a problem. I don't have to worry about it. If I want to buy things in the dealer's den, I'll go get their card and I'll buy it on their website later. But the second thing is that once you've gone to a con for a long time, and I don't mean a specific con. I mean
Just in
cons in general.
general.
If you've been a con goer for a long time, and I know Val will agree with me on this because she's had the same experience. Don't underestimate the power of a good night's sleep at a con.
Truth.
Having that nice soft bed that's clean, the room is nice and cool. You have basic amenities in there. You have a working shower that has hot water. Having a nice hotel room when you've had a long day at the con, you've been teaching panels, you've been staffing, you've been working press,
Or
is
even if
a
you're just running around,
blessing.
even if you're just walking around having fun and doing nothing that day, it's still exhausting.
Yes. It is a blessing to be able to have a nice place to lay your head and know that you can sleep for a good 6 to 8 hours and get a good night's rest, and you don't have to worry about things like bed bugs or mold or random people breaking into your hotel room because there's no locks, that sort of thing. Like, hands down, 100% of the time, give me a good hotel room. I'll figure out the rest later. Oh, yes, Talon, you're not sharing it with. Well, I mean, the prompt didn't say how many other potential people you'd be sharing it with, but if I'm going to be sharing it with other people,
I'd still do
then I'd still
close.
rather have the nice room.
I'd rather have the nicer hotel room, and at least if it's at the con, even better. Alrighty. Would you rather only be allowed to use eBay wigs for all your cosplays, or have one fantastic wig that you have to use for all your cosplays? Decisions.
Well, I can't ask that because the prompt doesn't say it.
It doesn't
One good
say it.
wig. One good wig.
One good wig. I'm kind of leaning towards that one too, because you can do a lot with one really excellent wig. And I've done it multiple times with there's one costume where I've got like one black wig and I've used it like for seven different costumes at this point now. And it's like it's been a fantastic wig that I sadly have to get replaced. But you can do a lot with one wig.
My thought process went in a different direction because I was going to ask what hue the wig was.
Oh, okay, yeah, but
Because you can use temporary spray dyes on it and change the color of that one wig if it is a hue that can be dyed.
I'm one
The
of those
prompt
where
didn't
I'm
say that. The prompt didn't say
prompt
that,
didn't
which
say
means I can
that.
do whatever I want to it. But if it's like a black wig, that's much harder to use temporary hair color on than like a yellow or blonde wig. And it's temporary, so it'll wash out. So I can always use the wig again as long as I take good care of it.
I
But
don't trust that temporary color.
you do what you got to do. It's better than the eBay wig, so chances are good that the fibers are something that can take dye better. I mean, for all I know, with the eBay wig, as soon as I put it in the shower in lukewarm water to wash it, all the color's going to fall out.
Or it just starts falling apart on you.
That too. You never know what quality you're going to get, so.
All right, would you rather wear accurate shoes that will hurt your feet all day, or wear a white costume and worry about stains all day?
Going to take the white costume because I've done it twice, actually, 3 times, in fact. I've done Rava, I've done Yue, and I've done Athena, all three of which are white.
You like your white costumes and your long hair.
I can't help it if that's what the character wears and the character happens to have long hair. Not my problem.
I know the folly of white. I will take the painful shoes.
It's more expensive to get the long wigs, I will have you know.
They are very expensive, so I understand. Now, having the folly of the white thing, yeah, no. I've got one white costume, and I am literally like making a 10-foot space of nobody can come near me because you get anything on this, it'll be your doom. No.
I've actually had really good luck on all three of mine in my entire cosplaying career.
Knocking on wood for you.
Yeah, I'm not. I've done the whole accurate shoes thing. I do not want my feet. My feet already hurt enough at the end of the day after walking around for 8 hours. Really don't need to add to that.
Alrighty. Would you rather make a complicated costume that no one recognizes, but you love it, or make several easy costumes that people will know and enjoy, but you only tolerate them?
Complicated.
I
Done it
do the same
before,
thing.
been there, done
Done
it.
that.
Most of the time, I cosplay from older anime shows anyway, that people, unless you've seen the show, have no idea it even exists, and
Yep.
that's fine with me. I don't go to cosplay conventions anymore to have my picture taken. I did it first, but I haven't for several years now. So not having people recognize it isn't as much of a barrier to me anymore.
There you go. I just like having complicated costumes. I like being able to learn and teach myself new things. So the more stuff that's involved, even if it's just like one item or one piece on a costume, I feel like I get more accomplishment out of it versus just making the easy costumes.
Supposed to be fun, and the
Yeah.
prompt said that you only tolerate
You
the
only
latter,
tolerate
which means
them.
it's not fun.
It's not
And the
fun.
whole, if you're going to spend that kind of time making stuff for a convention, you may as well enjoy it.
Would you
And
rather? Go ahead. Sorry.
yes, Tamlin, eBay wigs are pretty good, but since the prompt did not say if we would get to choose the seller, so we don't know what quality they would be.
Yeah, I was going under the assumption of because it was like eBay wigs and then a good wig, it probably meant that the eBay ones were bad. That was my assumption, at least. Okay, next one is would you rather be too warm or too cold in a costume? My answer quickly is cold because I overheat very easily. And it's very easy for me to get warm again versus overheating ain't fun.
I say cold as a person who is perpetually cold, so it would not be any different for me from what my normal life is 24/7. But also, there is the slight problem of makeup because if you sweat, it does terrible, horrible things to your makeup, and you don't always have like makeup with you to fix it on the floor while you are sweating to death. If you're cold, at least that's not a problem. And also, when you're too hot, you sweat. And sweat can also stain a costume, especially if you're wearing like satin or silk. And I'd really rather not have that happen either. So cold it is.
Cold all the way. And it's easier to get warmed up versus if you're in a big heavy costume and you're overheated. If you're still on the floor, you can't just take off layers, unfortunately.
Please don't. It is not legal.
All right, the next one is buy accurate fabric at full price or buy the shiniest, clingiest, scratchiest fabric that looks similar at half price.
I'm going to answer this question as Amber, who is the stingiest person in the world, and say the latter.
No.
It's not necessarily what I want to do, it's what I would do in that situation.
You would do that.
And I would do that
You would.
because I despise paying full price for fabric, especially when I know they've overpriced it. And it's not worth that. I would rather make do with lesser fabric, though if it is clingy and or scratchy, I will accommodate for that and cut it fuller and make changes to it to try and, offset some of that.
Try to work with it as best
So
as you
I'm
can.
not changing the prompt. I'm still accepting the
premise. You're accepting the prompt.
But
you're going to make it work.
I would try and minimize the downside of doing that.
I'm totally buying the accurate fabric at full price because I know the folly of what happens when you do the least expensive stuff. Many years of experience have taught me the importance and value and how much easier it is to sew when you have the right and nice fabric. It's such an Amber answer. Okay. Would you rather buy an expensive wig you will only wear once or buy an expensive prop you'll only use once?
Expensive prop.
I would assume that the prop would be far more expensive than a wig, so I'll take the nicer wig.
I say the prop because it can be a display piece when you're done.
You can display wigs. What are you talking about?
I don't display my wigs.
I display my... I finally started displaying my wigs, which you can't see as I motion off screen.
If someone comes in my house and I have a wig out on a wig head, chances are good they'll give it a funny look, but they're not going to say anything about it. If I had, like, Legolas knives on my wall, they're probably going to ask me about it. And then you can have a fun conversation and nerd out.
I have had many fun conversations about my Kane Sena wig, because that thing is a beast, but it looks beautiful.
Still choose props.
I still choose the wig. Would you rather cosplay one character your whole life or cosplay multiple characters that you think are just okay?
One character, because I've done it.
And that's it. You can't cosplay anything else, apparently. It's just this one character your entire life.
That's okay. That's what I'd be known for, and I'd be really good at it. Plus, it would be easy to maintain because you only have one costume, so I could just improve my one costume every year.
There you go. Unless you happen to choose a character that's, like, got multiple outfits throughout the anime seasons or manga seasons or whatever.
Yes, but see, it doesn't say
it doesn't
only
say.
One outfit.
It no, just it
says
doesn't.
One character.
It's just focusing on the character.
So I can do as many variations, as many OCs of that character as I want.
I would be every version of Sailor Mercury known to man.
Yep.
There are so many, I would be set.
Got your closet cosplays, you got your holiday cosplays.
Yep. There are so many different art versions of her, it's ridiculous. Okay. We have stumbled upon the Amber-only questions.
Oh no.
So these are just for you. They're cute, I like them. Would you rather never cosplay from an anime again or never cosplay / costume at a Ren Faire again?
Oh, anime, hands down. Because there's so much else to choose from in terms of movies, in terms of books, in terms of TV shows, fictional characters.
You tend to lean towards the animu, though.
I haven't watched anime in years.
But you're an old school animator.
I am, but I've been a Renny longer.
The Ren Faire wins.
I've been a Renny since I was 16.
The Ren Faire wins by default.
Ren Faire wins, hands down.
Sorry, Anon, your question did not trip her up.
Plus, Ren garb is much more comfortable than anime costumes.
Even more so than Lena?
Oh, God, Lena with her armor and all the magnets I have to fasten around my body?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You got the weird magnet situation.
Comfy. This is literally draped fabric over my body. This is so comfortable.
That sounds like a threat. I've been a Renny longer.
I have been a Renny longer. I've been a Renny longer than I've been watching anime.
Okay, the next one is only use foam for all your cosplay or only use styrene?
Foam.
Because of the flexibility? Well, flexibility with massive air quotes around that.
Well, flexibility is definitely one thing, but foam is a lot easier to work with in a 3D fashion because you can heat gun it.
Mm-hmm.
Styrene is thin enough that if you try and make 3D shapes without a vacuform machine, it tears really easily, and I know this from experience, from trying to make 3D shapes with it for armor. Foam is also cheaper. It's a lot more available. I can run down to my local retailer and get it. Can't do that with styrene. I'd have to go to Irving to get it. And frankly, there are so many more documented ways of using foam. Like if I need inspiration, I can just go to Kamui's site and she has an entire book about it. Punished Props has an entire book about it. I can go to Evil Ted's site. Like there are so many more places I can get inspiration and tutorials if I need them on foam than with styrene, which you pretty much need a vacuum form machine for. And I don't think my landlord would like it if I built one.
Not to say that you don't like styrene, because you have done quite a few projects with
No,
them.
I still have a ton of styrene left over that I use for armor and props. I still use it. Just if I had to choose only one for the
Only
rest of
one.
my cosplay life, then I'm choosing foam.
Foam for the win. Sorry, kids. All right, and these are they're two for me too. The first one is never cosplay from Final Fantasy again, or never cosplay from Star Wars again. Easily, I would never cosplay from Star Wars again. Final Fantasy has way more options, and J.J. Abrams has ruined Star Wars, so I don't want to be associated with that mess. There you go. The second one was only use spandex for all your cosplays, or only use matte satin. And that's a hard one because I love both dearly, especially Pudaswa, because oh my god, that stuff is like butter in my machine. It's so beautiful. I'm gonna lean more towards the matte satin
Really?
based on how I've been sewing over the last few years and the type of costumes that I've been making. It's much more forgiving than spandex is.
I thought you would go with spandex because it's more forgiving with the stretch.
It is more forgiving with the stretch, but it doesn't give me as many options with some of the more finer garments. And since I'm doing a lot more of the nicer dresses and I want to doing embellishments, the matte satin takes that much better than spandex does. Spandex, you won't really find a ball gown out of it. It just doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't flow properly, and you can't make it flow properly.
I remember the discussion we had like way back in an earlier episode about choosing appropriate fabrics for
Yes.
cosplay, and it was like, you'll never see Vash the Stampede in a satin trench coat.
Exactly. You wouldn't be a Black Butler character wearing an all satin, or not all satin, all spandex.
Challenge issued. Spandex ball gown for the win.
Spandex ball gown, do a spandex waistcoat. Why not? Do it.
At least it would drape really well.
It'd be a look. It would be a look. All right, next one. This is for both of us. We're back to normal. Would you rather wear a fur suit or a full cardboard Gundam cosplay?
I have done the first one,
Ah.
so I guess I kind of have to answer it that way.
Well,
However, well, I take that back. Given the choice, I would wear cardboard. And the reason for that, it is much more breathable. And I can put a fan inside.
you can't. I mean, you could do that with a fursuit too. Honestly, my thing is I kind of find cardboard cosplay kind of like nostalgia at this point, because that was such an early aughts thing that so many people did, just be like, I don't have time to make a costume, but I can make something fun out of cardboard. And just being in that experience, I want to do that at least once. I think that'd be fun.
You can do some pretty amazing things with
Oh yeah,
cardboard.
absolutely.
It doesn't have to be like the unpainted, like unaltered cardboard Gundam that you see on the internet where
No,
it's
you can
literally
edit
labeled
it.
Gundam with a permanent marker. Like, you can actually make some decent stuff with cardboard if you put your mind to it. Yay, thunder. If I suddenly disappear, it's because I lost power.
Woo! I just heard it too. All right. Would you rather have shoes that don't fit or a wig that's too tight?
Those are both terrible choices.
I know. Good luck.
Shoes that don't fit.
Same. Do you all know how painful it is when your wig is too tight?
Like,
Oh.
shoes not fitting. Okay, I can take the shoes off. That's not too difficult. You can't really take the wig off easily, especially if you're on the con floor.
I mean, you could,
And
but you just immediately mismatch, and you wouldn't be you would feel weird not having it on your head, knowing that it's part of the costume, and you're like,
right.
I want to keep wearing this because otherwise it just doesn't fit. It's like if you're trying to be Goku in his Super Saiyan form. You need to have the big yellow spiky hair. It just doesn't, it feels weird if you don't have it. You can choose not to have it, that's fine, but I know if it were me, I'd be like, I need that wig on.
But also, if your shoes don't fit, then your feet just get sore.
Yeah.
If your wig doesn't fit, you get a migraine. And that is a lot harder to fix than sore feet. And I tell you that from experience, from
Experience.
somebody who has a big head, and it's kind of hard to find wigs that fit. This is why I take Tylenol to cons all the time,
All
just
the
in
time.
case. Still both bad options.
They both suck. However, the lesser of the two evil for me is the shoes. I can at least soak my feet at the end of the day. It is not fun getting a massive headache from taking a wig off. It's like, oh, no, thank you. All right. Would you rather have unlimited money for cosplay or unlimited time?
Time. Money I can make more of. Time I literally cannot.
She's in the back printing this stuff off, kids.
Not printing, but if I have unlimited money, I'm not going to do it myself. I'm just going to pay someone else to do it. But that just isn't as satisfying for me. I would rather make it myself. And if it takes me longer to do it because I don't have unlimited money, that's okay. Because I can always like make a costume over a period of months and just make more money at my job while I am making the costume. I can't make more time. There are only 24 hours in a day. It's not like I can insert another 8 hours in there and still only spend 24. It doesn't work that way. So I'd rather still do it myself with my own hands because I like making things, but have unlimited time to do it. Give me a time chamber.
I personally would go for the unlimited money because I want super special, nice fabrics and machines that I will never ever be able to afford, but dang, do I want them. I could get like a legit full set embroidery machine. I would be so happy. I need unlimited money to get that puppy. So I will take the money over the time. And then my stuff gets done faster. Hey.
You assume it gets done faster.
It's faster than me doing it by hand.
You assume it gets done
I've
faster.
seen those machines. I know what they can do.
Oh, the machine's never gonna break. Life's never gonna get in the way to where you can't sit in front of that machine and use it.
Unlimited money will fix that.
You can't buy time.
But
There's
the money
no
will fix
price.
it.
There's no price on time. Well, you don't know when they're gonna fix it.
I'll just buy a
You
new one.
can't buy time.
I'll buy a new one.
Oh, well, now we're just littering.
Yeah, we are totally. Okay.
Not
Would
we, you.
me.
I have time. Anyways.
Would you rather have 100 selfies or one great professional photo of your
One great
costume?
professional photo because I hate selfies.
See, I would much rather have the selfies, 'cause like to me that's like friend memories and COD memories. I can always get a photo whenever, like a nice one whenever I want to.
I would rather have no pictures because I don't like taking pictures of myself. I don't like showing up in pictures. If you want a picture of the costume, that's fine. I'll put it on a dress form and I'll take a picture of it like I always do. I don't like having pictures of me in it because I have body dysmorphia problems.
You look awesome
So,
in your cosplays.
one good professional picture where they can make me look good, plus they can do special effects. Which you can't do in selfies.
Yeah, you can. What are you talking about?
I want a picture of myself wielding a realistic fireball.
You can
You're not going to
totally
do that
do.
in a selfie.
Yeah, you can. You should see all the apps they have on the
You
phones now.
can, yes. I want a professional to do it.
You can totally
I
do.
don't want to do it. I want them to do it.
I'm literally aware. No, my phone's not
L
near
little
me,
little Miss
unfortunately.
Unlimited Money to buy expensive ass fabrics. And machines here is telling me that I can't spend my nice money paying somebody else to make my effects for me.
You can totally do that if you want to. I'm just saying that you could absolutely make effects on your phone with a selfie. It's literally a swipe. It may not look
Nope.
as good, but you can totally still do it.
Nope. I want the pro. Give me the pro.
I want the selfies because I like fun times
You can
with
have the
friends.
selfies.
Where we
You
all
can
make
have
dumb
all the
faces.
selfies.
We make dumb
In fact,
faces.
you can have all 100 of them.
That's fine.
Because I won't have any.
You've been in some of my selfies.
Yes, I know. Sometimes involuntarily.
All right. Would you rather have a costume smell like rotten onions or smell like fish? You can't get rid of the smell.
Onions, because I don't eat fish.
I'm going to say that, but also fish smells nasty. Like, if you guys have ever been in
They
like
both smell nasty.
a closed room or like on an airplane and somebody brings in fish as their meal, like that is the nastiest smell. I'm sorry. Reheated fish is disgusting. I personally can't take fishy smells like that. It makes me nauseous. So, no, it's onions all the way.
Onions I can tolerate because, as a person who really enjoys eating onions, I'm not unfamiliar with the smell. I'd gross people out around me, but both smells are going to gross people out around me anyway, so I may as well have a smell that I'm okay with.
Okay, this one seems to come up often. Here we go. Would you rather wear comfortable but inaccurate shoes or a comfortable but inaccurate wig?
Shoes. Who's going to see the shoes?
I know, right? Who's going to
Who's
see the shoes?
going to notice? I literally wore tennis shoes during my very first cosplay foray at Project Akon because I didn't have accurate shoes at the time. There are pictures of me around on the internet somewhere, I'm sure,
Oh, I'm
with
sure of
this.
it. Yeah, same thing with
And
me. Like, I had
you
like
can
these little
see I
short
didn't have a
boots.
wig either.
Yeah, I didn't have a wig either.
I just had the costume. I didn't have the right color hair. I didn't have the shoes. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who's gonna care about shoes? I mean, and I know people who have worn like big poofy ball gowns, but they have like their sneakers on underneath because they're like, nobody's gonna see my feet. If I'm gonna go into a cosplay contest, yeah, I'll put on the nicer shoes, but I only have to wear that for like 2 or 3 hours versus the 7 hours I'm walking around. Just give me. Comfy shoes all the way. All right. Would you rather sew the perfect seam or Dremel the perfect curve on foam?
Dremel the perfect curve.
That's what it says. I'm
Well, no,
assuming.
that's my answer. I would
Oh,
rather
okay.
Dremel the perfect curve.
There's something
My
satisfying about that too, when you get it like just right and you're like, oh.
seams don't have to be perfect because they're not always visible. It didn't say which seam in the
It doesn't
prompt.
say, no, it does not say.
So I'm okay with an imperfect seam. Most of my seams are actually imperfect anyway. I have to be fine with it. Dremeling the perfect curve without a machine
It's
is
hard.
hard.
It is hard.
And if you mess up, sometimes there's no fixing it and you have to do it over again.
You make too big of a chunk, you can't go back.
Yeah, you can always add back up. Well, you can always take away more. You can't
Add back.
necessarily always add back so that it looks the way it did when you started.
Yeah,
You can
even
add back, it just may, like, it'll be visible. You can tell.
there's always a difference. Even if you were to use something like foam clay specifically to help with certain types of things like that, there's still a visible change between the two that you're like, it's not quite
It's
right.
uneven.
Yeah. For me, it would have to be the seams because I don't know why, but it drives me bonkers when my seams are wonky.
That's because you're a sewing person and I'm a prop
I
person.
know, and it's like while I immensely appreciate it when somebody gets the curve just right when and they tell me how their process is, and I'm like, how did you Dremel that? Because that looks way too nice. When it's it comes to my own personal costumes, like I have to get my seams clean and crisp and flat and just on point. And especially since I have my serger and I like to do serging on the bottom of like my skirts and dresses now, like that has to be nice and clean. I can't accept anything less than clean. Because everybody will see that one. All right, we have two more.
Yeah, I keep seeing the two triangles on the end of your witch hat,
Yeah.
which are from your bow,
Yeah.
but you can't see that it's a bow unless like you're turned to that side. All I see are the two triangles looking over the edge, and it keeps looking to me like you have a black cat head peering over the edge of your witch hat, just about to show its face, because
That's
all I see are
funny.
the ears.
Aw. No cat ears. No. Funny enough, so this is not even like a proper witch hat. It actually doesn't fit my head at all. It's too short, but it's because this is home decor. This is the witch hat for my kitchen, because obviously you can see all the funny food items that are on it.
I just keep waiting for the cat head to poke its head, meow. Its full head all the way around.
There's no cats in this house. Sorry. All right. We have two more questions. And also, chat people, if you have any others you want to throw at us, feel free. Next one is, would you rather spend 6 hours applying body paint to yourself or spend 6 hours applying prosthetics to yourself? I have done both and both take... If I had to spend 6 hours doing it, I have messed up royally. Let me just start right there.
I would say prosthetics because I do not like body paint. Anywhere.
I think...
This was made very evident.
Yes. I think... Me, it would have to be the body paint because how much work is involved in getting 6 hours worth of prosthetics on your body? That's a lot of prosthetics, and that's going to take just as long to get off. Whereas with the body paint, you jump into the shower and you can get it off in like 10, 15, 20 minutes. So
don't like body paint.
I know, and I understand that completely. I've done both. I've worn lots of both multiple times, both together. So, like, I get it. It's just me, the preference would be the body paint because it would be much easier to take off at the end of the day because that's a lot of work. Okay, and the last one I have is, would you rather show up to a friend's Halloween party in casual clothes or go to a school or work event Halloween day in an over-the-top cosplay?
I would... be the person that goes to a party in casual because that's kind of who I am unless you explicitly tell me to come in costume. I usually don't like wearing costumes at work.
See, same here.
And the reason is twofold. One is just because I really like keeping my personal life, including my hobbies, very, very separate from work. But two... wearing a costume can be kind of distracting when you're trying to get work done. Like, if I'm in cosplay, then my brain is already kind of in cosplay mode or costume mode if I'm at a fair. And it can be a little distracting. Mm-hmm. So, casual is better.
I would prefer the casual, too, just because the same reason. It's like, I like to keep work and craft separate because I have learned the consequences of telling coworkers, like, oh, yeah, I like to sew. I don't say I cosplay. Like, oh, yeah, I like to sew. And then they nag you incessantly about wanting certain small, air quote, projects done. Like, oh, can you have my pants? Can you take this in? Can you do this? Can you make curtains for me? Can you make drapes for me? No. But also, yeah, it does get a little distracting. And depending on what you're wearing, too, it gets uncomfortable. If you're there for 9 hours a day, and you're just like, I just want to get out of this and focus on my work. And it just, not everything works for it. So, yeah.
So if I were wearing a costume at work and then something broke in my costume, I would be so distracted because every bone in my body would be like, fix it now.
Yep.
Fix it. It's going to bother you for the rest of the day until you fix it. And I wouldn't get any work done.
Yep. I'm with you on that one. All right, so we got one in the chat from Sakura. Lots of props with no holster or no props? No props. I don't have to have a prop. I'm a happy camper.
Most of my props don't have holsters.
But you have to have a lot of them.
Lots is not defined.
Ooh, thunder. I'm sure you heard that one.
I do now.
Ah.
As a prop person, I don't like having a costume that doesn't have props.
Yeah, you
so
are very much a prop person.
I'm gonna have to go
person.
Lots of props with no holster. Because you like when you make your costumes fancy, you do it like with the costume itself.
Yes.
I do it by having props. My costumes are not fancy, but I make good props.
You make very good props. Yeah, the props that I've made in the past, I've enjoyed them. They're usually like multifunctional. Like I use it like as my bag or storage space. Like, so I try to have it incorporate different things so I don't feel like I need to carry extra stuff to accommodate the fact that I have the silly prop with me. But most of the time I'm like, can I just wear the costume and call it a day? Cool. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye. this was fun.
Hopefully, Potters have a better idea of the sort of cosplayers that we are now. You've heard our answers.
To our anonymous patron who was so kind enough to send us these questions, you didn't trip up Amber. So come up with some other ones. Let's see what we can do.
It's not a matter of tripping me up. It's that I have very solid opinions on certain things, just from experience, and you're not really going to be able to trip me up no matter how you word the question. So it's just, I have weird experience, both in costuming and cosplaying.
Yeah. But I mean, we've been doing this for how many literal decades now?
Well, I mean, if it's by decades, it's only two.
That's still decades. That's a lot. That's a lot.
And it's not even two whole decades.
Yeah, closing in on
Actually,
it though.
for me it is,
Yeah.
actually.
I'm getting close to that point.
It's still fun.
Is still
It's
fun.
a different kind of fun from when we
Yes.
first started, but still fun.
And it's interesting how as much as stuff has changed, so much of it is still exactly the same. And apparently, fandoms come back around.
I notice now that Bleach is
I know.
back out. It's like, okay,
Where's all the Bleach cosplayers? Let's go.
now I really want to go back and cosplay from Bleach again.
They got some
But a
simple ones. It could be
comfy
great.
one.
Yeah, they got some good, simple, comfy ones that they're totally doable now.
That's like the biggest change, I think. Comfort over like super complex accuracy.
There's been more people, especially on the Twitter sphere, that have been really preaching that, like, hey guys, it's not about killing yourself for a costume. Like, you can make it super accurate if you want to, cool beans, but if you need to adjust it to modify it for your body, your health, your peace of mind, whatever, just do it. Nobody really cares at the end of the day. As long as you're happy with the costume, why does anybody else matter? There you go.
There's no king of cosplay you have to worry about.
There's no king, no queen, no emperor, no empress. There's no best cosplay of the universe. There's none of that crap. We're all just a bunch of dorks playing dress up. And it's more fun that way.
And we're usually like called dorks and nerds to our faces, but that's okay
I'm
because we're
fully
still
aware of
having
that.
fun.
Yeah. I know I'm a nerd. Your point. If you're thinking you're insulting me, you're not.
It's a compliment to me, actually.
Like, thank you.
Like, am I dressed up as an elf? Yes,
Yeah.
I am.
I'm having fun.
That's all that matters. And also, I'm very happy that I did not go outside and attend any Halloween parties because now that it's thundering and lightning outside, my costume would be soaked.
That's for tomorrow and the weekend. It's supposed to be nicer this weekend.
And less cold.
Looking forward to it.
I like the cold, just not when I'm wearing a costume because I don't have very many winter type costumes.
I have
That will
nice ones.
change.
I have really nice ones. I'm just always afraid of something happening to it, so I don't really wear them.
When I make the House of the Dragon costume, it will be one of my warmer ones. Especially now that I know it's made out of suede.
That's gonna be
So now
fire. Oh.
I'm gonna have to go hunting for a decent garment suede.
Time to get my list
And
going and I'll start sending them to Amber. Oh,
I'm pretty sure, at least looking at the screenshots, most of which were not high def,
yeah.
all the scales are made of leather, not
Probably.
suede. In fact, they are made of textured leather.
At some point, I will watch the first season and I can
I
tell
have
you.
not watched any of it.
Yeah, I haven't seen a single episode of that, so I have no clue. I'm just like, I'm sure the costumes look great.
I just saw the screenshot and went, ooh. And in fact, today I saw that McCall's dropped a House of the Dragon pattern. It's only for cloaks slash capes.
Of course.
So it's It's not fancy. It's just something you put the emblem on the back of. There aren't any of the other costumes, but they did drop that one.
Nice.
I am a little miffed that the local Joann's did not, in fact, have it, nor the Yaya Han Hanfu pattern.
Aw.
I did go look. Sad face. Maybe next time.
There's always next time.
Well, shall we close this episode out?
I think so. Unless anyone in the chat has anything extra that they would like to throw at us, I think that we are golden, and it's been yet another successful Halloween After Dark session just for us. Almost Halloween After Dark.
Indeed. And just a reminder to those who have not been regular listeners of our show this season, this marks the end of this season of CosPod. We will not be pod fading. We are simply taking a short hiatus, a short break until January. So we're only going to be off for 2 months just so we can spend some time with family
and rest.
And rest, get some work done, and, you know, take care of life stuff. So we will only be off for 2 months.
Yeah. We'll be back in January 2023.
Yep. And of course, we will be back. You may or may not see some individual special episodes between now and January. They're not really like huge official releases. There might be like an end of year montage. There might be an interview or something, but that's pretty much going to be it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be back in January with kind of our, you know, preview of 2023, review of 2022 episode. So with that, of course, we would love to invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where we have a veritable ton of archived content, both of this show, as well as panels that we have filmed at other conventions and panels we have given at other conventions. So there is plenty of material to hold you over through January, if you so wish. Of course, you can also interact with us via any of our social media, which, of course, you can find here.
They are located underneath Amber, right over there in the corner, if you are watching us. If you are listening, visit us at cospod.org, on Facebook and Instagram at Cosplay Podcast, or on YouTube and Twitter at CosPodcast.
You can also email us, podcast@cospod.org, where, of course, you will get an answer from each one of us, along with holiday Nick Cage themes.
I have to update my folder. Thank you, Anon.
And of course, we will still be on social media even during the break. We just won't be broadcasting the show. So
yes,
you can still get a hold of us. You can still chat with us. If you would like to share what you are working on, if you would like to share color palettes, for example, we've had some of the individuals in chat offer to share with us color palettes from what they've been working on. That's perfectly fine. Just please make sure that they are family friendly, as we are, in fact, a family friendly show.
As evidenced by our After Dark session having nothing above a G-rated content.
We still have the after session.
Do we want to do an after session after this? But we can get to that after we close out.
And with that, we will bring it close to this episode 266 of CosPod the Podcast for all things cosplay. Please stay safe, stay healthy out there, especially with the holiday season coming up. Please keep working on those cosplays, because we would all love to see your shining, smiling faces at a convention in cosplay local to us ASAP, hopefully in the new year. Otherwise, we will see you guys next time in January for episode 267.
Yes.
Happy cosplaying, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Have a safe and fabulous Halloween.